steel sniper. I wanted to be one in the worst way, but I had a long way to go. Giving me the rifle that morning was the chief's way of testing me to see if I had the right stuff. We were on the roof of an old run-down building at the edge of a town the Marines were going to pass through. The wind kicked dirt and papers across the battered road below us. The place smelled like a sewer. The stench of Iraq was one thing I'd never get used to. "Marines are coming," said my chief as the building began to shake. "Keep watching." I looked through the scope. The only people who were moving were the woman and maybe a child or two nearby. I watched our troops pull up. 10 young, proud Marines in uniform got out of their vehicles and gathered for a foot patrol. As the Americans organized, the woman took something from beneath her clothes and yanked at it. She'd set a grenade. I didn't realize it at first. "Looks yellow," I told the chief, describing what I saw as he watched himself. "It's yellow. The body..." "She's got a grenade," said the chief. "That's a Chinese grenade." "Shit. Take a shot."
"But..."
"Shoot. Get the grenade. The Marines." I hesitated. Someone was trying to get the Marines on the radio, but we couldn't reach them. They were coming down the street, headed toward the woman. "Shoot," said the chief.